Aries, March 21 to April 19. My reader Monica Ballard has this advice for you Aries folks. If you don't vividly ask for and eagerly welcome the gifts the universe has in store for you, you may have to settle for trinkets and baubles. So never settle. That's always useful counsel for you Rams. And in the coming weeks, you will be wise to heed it with extra intensity. Here's a good metaphor to spur you on. Don't fill up on junk snacks or glitzy hors d'oeuvres. Instead, hold out for gourmet feasts featuring healthy, delectable entrees. Taurus, April 20 to May 20, I will remind you about a potential superpower that is your birthright to develop. You can help people to act in service to the deepest truths and strongest love. You can even teach them how to do it. Have you been ripening this talent in 2022? Have you been bringing it more to the forefront of your relationships? I hope so. The coming months will stir you to go further than ever before in expressing this gift. For best results, take a vow to nurture the deepest truths and strongest love in all your thoughts and dealings with others. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. Your mind is sometimes a lush and beautiful maze that you get lost in. Is that a problem? Now and then it is, yes. But just as often, it's an entertaining blessing. As you wander around amidst the lavish finery, not quite sure of where you are or where you're going, you often make discoveries that rouse your half-dormant potentials. You luckily stumble into unforeseen insights you didn't realize you needed to know. I believe the description I just articulated fits your current ramble through the amazing maze. My advice: don't be in a mad rush to escape. Allow this dizzying but dazzling expedition to offer you all its rich teachings. Cancer, June 21 to July 22, poetry is a life-cherishing force, said Pulitzer Prize winner Mary Oliver, who published 33 volumes of poetry and read hundreds of other poets. Her statement isn't true for everyone, of course. To reach the point where reading poetry provides our souls with nourishment, we may have to work hard to learn how to appreciate it. Some of us don't have the leisure or temperament to do so. In any case, Cancerian, what are your life-cherishing forces? What influences inspire you to know and feel all that's most precious about your time on Earth? Now would be an excellent time to ruminate on those treasures, and take steps to nurture them with tender ingenuity. Leo, July 23, August 22. Please promise me you will respect and revere your glorious star power in the coming weeks. I feel it's important, both to you and those whose lives you touch, that you exalt and exult in your access to your magnificence. For everyone's benefit, you should play freely with the art of being majestic and regal and sovereign. To do this right, you must refrain from indulging in trivial wishes, passing fancies, and minor attractions. You must give yourself to what's stellar. You must serve your holiest longings, your riveting dreams, and your thrilling hopes. Virgo, August 23, Sept. 22. It's impossible to be perfect. It's neither healthy nor productive to obsess on perfectionism. You know these things. You understand you can't afford to get bogged down in overthinking and overreaching and overpolishing. And when you are at your best, you sublimate such manic urges. You transform them into the elegant intention to clarify and refine and refresh. With grace and care, you express useful beauty instead of aiming for hyper-immaculate precision. I believe that in the coming weeks, dear Virgo, you will be a master of these services, skilled at performing them for yourself and others. Libra, September 23, October 22. According to Libran poet T.S. Eliot, what we call the beginning is often the end. And to make an end is to make a beginning. The end is where we start from. Those are your guiding thoughts for the coming days, Libra. You're almost ready to start fresh. You're on the verge of being able to start planning your launch date or grand opening. Now all you have to do is create a big, crisp emptiness where the next phase will have plenty of room to germinate. The best way to do that is to finish the old process as completely as possible. Scorpio, October 23, November 21. Now and then, you slip into phases when you're poised on the brink of either self-damage or self-discovery. You wobble and lurch on the borderline where self-undoing vies with self-creation. Whenever this situation arises, here are key questions to ask yourself. Is there a strategy you can implement to ensure that you glide into self-discovery and self-creation? Is there a homing thought that will lure you away from the perverse temptations of self-damage and self-undoing? The answers to these queries are always yes. If you regard love as your top priority and if you serve the cause of love over every other consideration, Sagittarius November 22 Dec. 21, sometimes serendipity is just intention unmasked, said Sagittarian author Elizabeth Berg. I suspect her theory will be true for you in the coming weeks. You have done an adroit job of formulating your intentions and collecting the information you need to carry out your intentions. What may be best now is to relax your focus as you make room for life to respond to your diligent preparations. I'm a great believer in luck, said my Uncle Ned. I've found that the harder I work, the more luck I have. He was correct, but it's also true that luck sometimes surges your way when you've taken a break from your hard work. Capricorn December 22 Jan. 19 tips to get the most out of the next 6 weeks. 1. Be the cautiously optimistic voice of reason. Be the methodical motivator who prods and inspires. Organize as you uplift. Encourage others as you build efficiency. 2. Don't take other people's apparent stupidity or rudeness as personal affronts. Try to understand how the suffering they have endured may have led to their behavior. 3. Be your own father. Guide yourself as a wise and benevolent male elder would. 4. Seek new ways to experience euphoria and enchantment, with an emphasis on what pleasures will also make you healthier. Aquarius January 20 Feb. 18 Aquarian author Richard Ford has advice for writers. Find what causes a commotion in your heart. Find a way to write about that. I will amend his counsel to apply to all of you non-writers, as well. By my reckoning, the coming weeks will be prime time to be gleefully honest as you identify what causes commotions in your heart. Why should you do that? Because it will lead you to the good decisions you need to make in the coming months. As you attend to this holy homework, I suggest you direct the following invitation to the universe. Beguile me, mystify me, delight me, fascinate me, and rouse me to feel deep, delicious feelings. Pisces February 19 to March 20. I am lonely, yet not everybody will do, observed Piscean author Anais Nin. Some people fill the gaps, and others emphasize my loneliness, she concluded. According to my reading of the astrological omens, Pisces, it's your task right now to identify which people intensify your loneliness and which really do fill the gaps. And then devote yourself with extra care to cultivating your connections with the gap fillers. Loneliness is sometimes a good thing, a state that helps you renew and deepen your communion with your deep self. But I don't believe that's your assignment these days. Instead, you'll be wise to experience intimacy that enriches your sense of feeling at home in the world. You'll thrive by consorting with allies who sweeten your love of life. Homework. I invite you to send a blessing to someone you regard as challenging to bless. Testify. Newsletter.freewillastrology.com